You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, a couple weeks to go before opening day at this point, so we're getting into the beef of spring training here where you really want to see how guys do. And I think Nationals fans really want to see Ryan Zimmerman play first base, which is supposed to happen today as we record this podcast on Wednesday. He's gotten in the batter's box a couple of times, but finally getting out there on the field. How does he feel at this point? How's the left foot? And is he confident he'll be able to go the rest of spring without a hitch?
Yes, he's confident he'll be ready to go by opening day. There's nothing wrong with his foot. It's just that they're being cautious and they're just making sure that he's okay. But so far, so good. He's playing first base today, and it's great to see him back on the field full time.
In his couple of times that he's actually gotten in as a DH, has he looked good and up to speed as far as hitting goes?
I wouldn't say up to speed, but he's decent. I mean, he was able to get a hit in an RBI. But as long as he's healthy by opening day, and that's what Dusty Baker wants, he'll be fine.
Bill, Gio Gonzalez bounced back from a rough outing on Tuesday, his third outing. He went four innings, three hits. He gave up a run. He walked four and struck out four. Is there any concerns over the walks for Gio on Tuesday?
No. Well, the walk thing, that's been a concern ever since he's been with the Oakland A's. And last year, that was a problem. And I think the Nationals will have to deal with that all year long. There are days when he looks real good, other days when he can't get the ball over the plate. So this is going to be an all-year thing. Hopefully this will be the walks will go down and we'll just take it from there.
Has he ever talked about, where that stems from, how he some days has the good command and some days it gets away from him a little bit?
No. The only thing, it seems like it depends on the pitchers, the catchers. Because it seems like when Jose Lobaton was behind the plate, he's fine. With Wilson Ramos, he's not that good. Yesterday he had Pedro Severino in there, and Pedro Severino looked like a veteran out there, and he looked like him and Gio were really clicking. So I don't know. I think it depends on who the catcher will be.
Great segue, Bill, because I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Pedro Severino. He's the Nationals' number 10 prospect. And you said it. He looks like a veteran out there behind the plate. Look great with Gio. What are the things that Severino still needs to work on? Because I know he's not really ready for the major leagues yet.
No. Well, it's, believe it or not, it was his offense. I mean, that was the thing that was, holding him back. But this year he's having a great spring training. He's not going to make the team because you have Ramos and Lobaton there. But it would not surprise me if we saw him this year, and everyone was saying he would be the starter next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him earlier this year. I mean, Dusty Baker is really impressed. He loves the way the ball jumps off the bat. So that was really the only thing that was holding him back the last few years. It was the hitting, and looks like he's finally getting it together there.
So they do see him as kind of the catcher of the future. He could be a starting backstop for the Nationals.
Oh, no question about it. In fact, Mike Rizzo mentioned that to us during the winter, that they don't see Pedro Severino this year, but definitely next year he could be the starting catcher.
They also have Spencer Keboom, another prospect who's a catcher. You can never have too many catching prospects, I think, in this day and age because they're hard to find. But he's kind of a different story, right? Keboom, he's a little older, I think, and is he viewed more as a backup eventually?
Right now, yes. That's another guy Dusty Baker has been impressed with. He loves his game calling, and I think it'll be his game calling that will take him to the big leagues. Hopefully the back end help, but so far it's been mostly the glove.
Bill, after Gio left the game, we saw Lucas Giolito. That was yesterday, right? Giolito got in
correct.
The game as well.
Four. That's correct.
Three appearances now. He's gone 4 2/3, but he got beat up a little bit in that one. He's obviously a guy that you would think at some point this season he's going to find his way up to the Nationals. What is the work that still needs to be done, though? Because he's obviously maybe not quite there yet where he's able to dominate big league hitters.
Right. I just think that he needs more experience in AAA. That's the only thing. And not take, if he fails on the mound, don't take it so seriously. And that's what he said to us. You know, he has to, you know, forget about what happened in the start, and then just worry about the next hitter. I think with him, he'll be in the big leagues by the end of the year.
What struck me speaking to him when I was down in Florida earlier in the spring was he really seems to have a maturity about him. When he answers questions, when you talk to him, that he kind of understands how this is all happening and he understands the steps that he has to make, and nothing seems too big for him. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. And, you know, what's impressive, too, it, for a rookie, this guy has a sense of humor and he knows how to cook, too. I mean, he kind of brags about the things he cooks at home. I think he's a pretty good guy. I think by the time he gets to the big leagues, you know, he'll be all together there. I think he just needs a little bit more minor league seasoning and just take it from there.
Yeah, of course, the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball, according to MLBPipeline.com. Bill, Danny Espinosa, it's been a tough start as far as, you know, at the plate so far this spring. 0 for 17, 8 strikeouts. I know this is a big spring for him. I know talking to you, you like Dusty Baker as a match with Espinosa and allowing him to settle down a little bit. What's been the issue so far for Danny at the plate?
Well, he says it's fastball timing. And, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if he can get it together before spring training ends, because obviously Dusty Baker's concerned right now. And, you know, this is nothing new because, you know, I think it's safe to say Danny Espinosa has been in a slump for at least 3 years now. I don't know really what the problem is. I mean, he says it's fastball timing, but I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to get it together soon because, unlike the previous years, you know, there's going to be someone really behind him, and that's going to be Trey Turner. If he doesn't hit, Trey Turner is going to be back there at shortstop if Danny Espinosa doesn't hit.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Turner. How has Turner looked this spring? Obviously, he's a guy who's the number two prospect in the organization. I know he can fly on the base paths and he has the speed, but how about the rest of his game? Because I know sometimes at shortstop, he's been a little inconsistent in the past.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, to me, so far defensively, he has looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I think one thing that we should always expect from Trey Turner ever since he's been in, you know, in professional baseball, he always gets off to a slow start in everywhere he's gone. So you hope that he's going to need to really get his act together before spring training ends, because most likely as of now, he will start the season in AAA. But I think that what's amazing to watch is how mesmerized Dusty Baker is with Trey Turner's speed. I mean, he's just memorized how he's almost beat these balls for hits, infield hits. So I think if he gets on base a little more often, we might see Trey Turner sooner than later.
I remember the Futures game last summer. Turner had a triple, and really it was one of the most exciting plays of that entire game, because the moment it went in the gap and he kind of put on the afterburners, the whole stadium kind of lit up like, wow, this guy can fly, and easily cruising around to third base with a triple. He really does have game-changing speed, so definitely some pressure on Espinosa. I wanted to talk to you about Daniel Murphy as well. Encouraging sign, I think, on Tuesday, 2-run double for Murphy. He's been off to a slow start as well, but is it just a matter of spring training, getting the reps in and getting ready to go for Murph?
With him, it's a matter of spring training. I'm not worried about him. I think he's really going to help this team offensively. I mean, he was brought in to balance the lineup. I think he's going to have a fair share of success of this year. I'm not even, you know, worried about him at all. And it's not like he's playing every day during spring training. He will be probably starting tomorrow, but he's going to be fine. I'm not worried about him.
Bill, Adam LaRoche announced on Tuesday, or announced that he was getting close to announcing, that he was going to step away from the game with the Chicago White Sox, obviously, right now. But he spent four big seasons with the Nationals as they reached the playoffs a couple times, and you covered him there. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Adam LaRoche, the ball player, and Adam LaRoche, the person, while you were covering him in D.C.
Adam LaRoche, the ball player, he was the best defensive first baseman in their history, in Nationals history. He was that good. I mean, he prevented a lot of errors on that infield. I mean, he was a gold glover, a clutch hitter, even though he didn't hit for average, but it was a clutch hitter. And as far as the person, a great guy. It was always good to see him before the game, always hang out with his son. I mean, that was the thing that really would get to everybody. They would always see his son. His son would always bring in, his name was Drake. He always brought in donuts for everyone on the team. And as a matter of fact, Drake talked more than Adam LaRoche did. You know, every time, I'll never forget, every time I interviewed Adam LaRoche, I would have to make sure that my recorder was close to his mouth because his voice was so low. So but other than that, he was a great guy, and I hope nothing but the best for him.
I know in 2012 he won the Gold Glove and the Silver Slugger with the Nationals. How good was he that year?
He was arguably their best hitter that year. I remember he was coming off the shoulder surgery the year before, and then that year he was just clutch after clutch after clutch, and you know he's one of the reasons they won the division that year, no question. And you know he was always there when they needed him. So I think the Nationals feel the same way.
This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. Bill Latson, thanks so much for your time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.